Chapter 28. As summer came to the North Country, group visits to the pond had become a daily event, until the day Peter announced,
"This morning, just Cole and I should go."
Garvey had already pulled on his pants.
"Are you sure?"
he asked. Peter nodded. Garvey turned to Cole.
"What do you think?"
Cole eyed Peter and shrugged.
"Doesn't matter to me."
Again, Garvey asked,
"Are you guys sure you're ready for this?"
"Yes,"
Peter said, his voice firm. Cole nodded, but found himself a little scared.
"Okay, have a good soak," Garvey said.
Cole packed their towels in his backpack. He paused, then slipped in a towel. He and Peter let themselves out the door into the breaking dawn and worked their way along the shore. Neither of them spoke as they reached the river and started wading upstream toward the pond. Peter stumbled along angrily, his fists clenched. An awkward and thick silence hung between them. When they finally reached the pond, Cole couldn't stand the silence anymore.
"I'm glad we came alone," he said.
"It's time we were friends."
He held out his hand to Peter, but Peter knocked his hand away.
"I'll never be friends with you."
"Look, Peter, I didn't mean to hurt you."
Peter shoved Cole, knocking him off balance.
"You beat me up and smashed my head on the sidewalk until I was bleeding. They had to pull you off me. What do you mean you didn't mean to hurt me?"
His eyes were wild. Cole had regained his balance.
"What I mean is, I didn't mean to get so angry. I didn't decide all of a sudden to get mad and hurt you. And so now everything is supposed to be all right."
Peter shoved Cole again with both hands.
"No, it's just that everything will be better when my headaches go away, when I sleep at night and my bad dreams quit."
Peter's eyes welled up with tears.
"I can't walk anymore without stumbling. Sometimes I can't think straight, and my words don't come out right."
He shook a fist in Cole's face.
"You don't really care about me. You just want to get off this island. That's all you want."
"A year ago, that was true," Cole said. "But not anymore."
"You haven't changed,"
Peter challenged, his voice growing louder.
"You would beat me up again if you had the chance."
Cole shook his head.
"I could beat you up right now, but I won't."
"You won't because you're scared of Garvey," Peter said. "And because you're scared of jail."
Again, Cole shook his head.
"It's because I've had a lot of time to think. And besides, if you thought I might beat you up again, why did you tell Garvey you wanted to come alone with me this morning?"
Peter bent down, pretending to tie his boot.
"You have to believe me," Cole pleaded. "I'll do anything to help you and make things right. It doesn't do any good to stay mad."
Suddenly, Peter sprang up, shoving Cole hard and sending him stumbling to the ground.
"Stay away from me! I don't need your help!" he screamed.
"I'm so sorry," Cole repeated.
"You're not sorry for anything," Peter shouted.
He kicked at the ground, pelting Cole with gravel and dirt. Shielding his face, Cole got to his feet, but Peter stormed forward and shoved him again.
"Why don't you beat me up again? I don't care anymore."
Cole quietly stood his ground.
"Maybe you're scared of me," Peter said, swinging his fists.
He struck Cole squarely in the face.
"Go ahead, hit me," he taunted. "Kill me, I don't care anymore."
"You do care," Cole said, shielding his face. "I'm not ever going to hurt you again. Can't you see that?"
"Liar!"
shouted Peter. He hit Cole hard in the gut.
"You're scared of me!"
When Cole refused to fight back, Peter grew bolder. Again and again, he struck Cole with his bare fists. Cole raised his arms to try to ward off the blows, but he didn't fight back, nor did he run. This only made Peter angrier. He hit harder. As the blows pummeled him, Cole's own anger smoldered. He grabbed deep breaths. He would not get angry, not now. As he tried to back away, he stumbled and fell. Peter was on him instantly, hitting and yelling.